Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Dustin, and here talking about our Screenbox Essential Picks number 23. Wow, I get blown away every single time I come on here and announce the number episode that we've done for Screenbox. As this is just a fun project that I like to do, they're in no way, you know, sponsoring any of this, even though Screenbox, I'm here. I love you guys so much, and I love everything you put on your platform. And what you do for the fans and the filmmakers, you guys are amazing. Wow. So 23. So we're at like, what, 46 titles on the platform right now, since I do two every episode. That's absolutely nuts. This is kind of a special one because of what's been added that I really want to talk about. And also, this is going to be a different one with the fact that I have a short that's on here, and I don't know if I put any shorts on this list yet, but the movies we're talking about today is the 2021 or 2022 Landlocked. That is actually kind of special to me because I originally saw this at Salem Horror Fest. I think it was 2021, or was it 2020? I don't even remember. The years have been such a blur, but I saw this in the theater, thought it was amazing. It was, you know, very low budget, high concept type film, which I think is absolutely amazing. And the fact that this movie is consisting of a lot of home footage from the director Paul Owens and the actual home that he grew up in. But we'll dive into that in a second. And then the other film is Days Before Christmas. This was recently added. And I scrolled by it, and I was like, what is this? Cover art was really, really cool. It said Days Before Christmas, and I looked at the time, and I was like, 10 minutes? Short? Really? So I had to watch it, and I'm like, I need to put this on the list because I thought this was amazing, especially since we're getting into the holidays. So let's dive into these two films as a brief summary as to why I think these are essential and why you need to go and watch them for yourselves. So Landlocked, as I said, I saw this in Salem Horror Fest, and Salem Horror Fest is such a great film festival because it's so diverse, and the amount of things that go into here are amazing. And the fact that the George A. Romero Foundation is part of it, and actually handpick winners to bring into essentially their apprenticeship, or for them to work with these other directors on their future projects to learn the ropes, to figure out how to budget things, how to get your film made, I think is absolutely amazing. And Landlocked was one of those films that won the award. I think they won the jury award, and they got to be part of the George A. Romero Foundation, which I think is amazing. So, Kay Lynch, you're amazing over there. Everything that you've been doing for the past, holy shit. Long while. Long, long while, I think is amazing. And thank you for giving all these filmmakers and us the opportunity to watch them and for them to show their films to us. So, Landlocked follows the format of a very low budget, high maintenance. And what I mean by that is it's all set in one location. There's nothing super duper fancy going on about this. It's it's so low budget down to the bones that the camera that was being used burned during filming of this. And I'm pretty sure Paul said he had to find a replica, or he had to essentially rebuild the whole thing. But they were all, he also took films, like footage, to intertwine into this narrative of what it was like growing up in this now home that is dilapidated, that's going to be taken down, you know, last memory type things, and things start going a little weird. Like, you kind of get transported into this world of before and after and in between. It's very, very cool. There is a stink monster in this, as you will. It was very, very cool. And the way everything is shot, I thought was amazing. It's actually a very beautiful film for what this was shot on. It was a handheld, essentially. And all of the footage was really, really cool. And it's very eerie because, you know, it brings you back to your childhood. If you don't live in the same home as you did when growing up, or a family member's home that you don't go to anymore because they may have moved out, passed away, or something happened to this house. And I definitely have a spot like that, because maybe like a mile down the road, my grandparents used to live in this house, and they have since passed away. And that building is now home for a different family. And even though it looks the same on the outside, I know the inside is completely different. And I would kill to go over there and see that and see what they've done to the place. So I kind of, you know, have a soft spot for a film like this, where you want to go back and see this place for the last time, and you start finding all these things, going through this footage. And as the movie progresses, he realizes that the character, that if he records over these tapes, he's being transported back to that time of him being a child, where he lived here with his father. And it's just a really, really crazy film, and it's really fun. It could be a bit slow for some people, and that's fine. If you guys don't like slow films, I still say give this a chance. But I can understand if you kind of turn it off, but give it a chance. This is an essential viewing, especially if you are not familiar with low-budget, high-maintenance films, or high-concept films. This is one you need to go and see. Go check that one out, directed by Paul Owens. Now let's move over to Days Before Christmas. And let me see, who is the writer on this, or director? One second, guys. We have nothing on here. I totally forget who directed this. But the synopsis reads, a last-minute Christmas shopping is cut close on a dark December night. It's a 10-minute short, and what happens in this is so... it's so real. As you know, going Christmas shopping, it could be crazy. You're in a mall. This is set in 1992, and I was actually filmed in 1992, so it's got that vibe to it. And it gave me some nostalgia back then of watching these types of movies back then, and how it was filmed. There's a lot of film grain, which was really, really cool. But there's an opening shot of someone trying to get into a door or into a car, and they keep going through all of them. But the aesthetic of this is so amazing. I want this to be a full length, even though it doesn't need to be, because the storytelling and the story that was made in this is already said and done. But I really, really like this. And you're following this girl who bumps into these people who are asking for things. You know, one guy is saying, oh, I need money for my kids. And then later sees him getting drinks at a bar and whatnot. And she realizes, like, oh, okay. And then finds somebody in her car. And then maybe that somebody in the car is somebody else. So it's a 10-minute short that goes by really fast, but is really, really brilliant. And you can relate to almost every single point into this, except for maybe the ending. Hopefully you guys have never had to deal with that. But, you know, relating to somebody asking for money because, you know, maybe their kids needed it, or he's out of a job and he wanted to help him, so he threw him a couple bucks. And you later see him, you know, grabbing a drink or, you know, buying something in a shop for himself, whatever it may be. I've definitely been there. So definitely check this one out. Days Before Christmas. It's a very short film, so I don't want to say too much about it. I want you guys to go and watch it for yourselves and let me know what you thought of it. So That was Screenbox Essential Picks number 23. We're getting our way to Christmas, and I'm very, very excited for what's coming next year. I have some things planned that I think is going to be really, really cool. But thank you guys so much for being here on all these episodes and listening. I do apologize that last week I didn't put anything out because I was sick as a dog, but I'm here, and you guys are getting 3 episodes this week. That's nuts. So rejoice, rejoice. And for you, everybody on Patreon, you guys listening to this right now. So thank you guys so much for being here. Go check out these films. Support Screenbox. Support indie films. Support short films. Come out and see these shows I'm doing in Salem, Massachusetts. If you're local, to come see these directors, producers, actors, and then watch their film, get some stuff signed, and have a good time. But thank you guys so much for being here. And we'll see you on the next one.